This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to look at some riddles that are perplexing the American people. One riddle would be, why is it that all of a sudden you have this gigantic focus on drag queen shows, on even using drag queen sailors to recruit new volunteers for the U.S. Navy? No, it's not a joke. It's a real deal. And basically this complete obsession with transgenderism and homosexuality and different forms of sexuality. Well, there's a figure that has been put out there that now 26%, one out of four young Americans, is LGBTQ, and then they add on other letters A and 2. T. Is that true? Is that vaguely true? And then what about the belief that our race relations in this country are tragically worse than ever before? That there are literally over 1,000 unarmed black people who are killed innocently by police officers? That things have been getting worse and worse? Is that true? One of the truth tellers who actually can look at these issues and help set the record straight is a friend of the show, Dr. Wilfred Riley, who is an associate professor of political science at Kentucky State University and the author of the books Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About, and Hate Crime Hoax, and more. Wilfred, always great to speak to you, and what terrific columns and necessary columns you put forward. Can we do the one first about the idea that young Americans, a quarter of all young Americans, are identify as LGBTQ?
Of course, yeah.
Okay, so how is it that we even got this idea? I mean, for years and years and years, when people actually looked at the actual figures, including gay people, you were talking about 2% of Americans. If you added bisexual people, then you might get up to 5% of Americans. How did we come up with this figure suddenly of 26%?
I mean, I think a lot of people made it up to some extent. I mean, that's the point of the column we're talking about, which came out a couple of days ago in National Review. But I took a look at this figure. This was widely reported. It originally came out of an article in The Hill that really broke down what's called the YRBSS. It's the Youth Risk and Behavioral Statistical Survey, one of those kind of big dome things that social scientists love to cite. But the total percentage of people that identified as LGBTQ+, which I think to most people over 35, even including me, just sounds like gay, was at this very high level. And when I saw that, I mean, there are questions that go through your mind. I mean, that's kind of an existential question for the country, if that were true. I mean, we would really have to kind of figure out what to do if 26% of people, you're talking about, you know, high school seniors, people getting ready for college, starting their kind of reproductive years, and concentrated among women, by the way, if that percentage of people were strictly same-sex attracted. And I broke out the original data. It was easy to get that from the government. And what I found is that that's not really true at all. I mean, so kind of getting to the point, the percentage of people that say they are same-sex attracted, they are gay or lesbian, is at 3.2%. So that's up very slightly from what you mentioned. It's usually about 2.7%. But the huge increase was in kind of everything else. So 12% of people now say they're bisexual. Another 5 or 6% of people, 5.25%, now say they are questioning. they haven't done anything with someone of the same sex at all, but they're thinking about what their sexual identity might be. Another, you might correct me on this, but around 4% are transgender or non-binary, which affects your sexual orientation as well, because you could be a male who says you're a woman who's attracted to women. And in an interesting testament to our school system, another 2 or 3% of kids just wrote in that they couldn't understand the question. I think the issue is they didn't know what the Greek word heterosexual was. So it's easy to take some pot shots at this, but the way this is being presented, like 26% of the country's gay, no, it isn't. 3% of the country's gay, up from 2.5%. The question is, what's causing this mass wave of kind of lightly adoptable identities? I mean, you're a young woman at the age where you started going to parties and you suddenly say you're bisexual. What made that happen?
Well, part of the background on this, and you list that as part of your column, which is posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com, is that this is coming at another time where there are a great many opposite studies, one could say, where it says that sexuality of any kind is becoming increasingly rare among young people. There are increasing numbers of people who are voluntarily celibate, who mm-hmm. are young, and involuntarily celibate, the infamous incels, as they're called. In other words, when people study this, how could it be that your sexual orientation would be so broadened into all kinds of exotic territory at a time when more and more people are having less and less sex?
Well, I think that's a really good question. I mean, not to be glib, but the actual answer is that the less sexual experience you have, the easier it might be to say that you are something. I think those two things go together. I mean, keeping this PG, if you're a woman and you've been in an intimate situation, well, let's say a very aroused member of the same sex, you probably know whether or not you are gay. I would suspect this is true for men as well. I haven't had the experience myself. But if you are totally, so the data you're referring to is actually worth discussing in and of itself. In the same study, and parents may have different opinions about whether this is good or bad. I frankly think if we're talking about seniors, it's bad. But we found that the number of older teenagers in the United States that have ever had sex dropped from about 60% in 1991 to, I believe it was 21% today. So many people just have no sexual experience of any kind. They're at about the French kissing level by the time they leave high school. This hasn't been true for 80-plus years, I think it's fair to say, and COVID has intensified this trend. So my take would be that many of these people don't have a great deal of serious, intimate, steady girlfriend sexual experience, and that actually makes it easier to say I'm questioning my sexuality, for example. The mass growth here, other than transgender and things like this, which I'm not even sure are classic sexual identities, but is in young, non-sexually active women that say they are bisexual. It's worth noting.
They don't appear to be making such a big drive to buy Bud Light beer.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're too young to buy Bud Light beer. These are all kids. So, I mean, there's an element both of you don't want to describe what's going on in too much detail, you don't want to mock them too much, but it is important to some extent that adult political movements, and I think in this case mostly on the left, not be allowed to simply take these numbers and these young people and run with them. I mean, so if we're talking about gender, the medical treatment for someone that says they're transgender is to put them on a course of puberty blockers, then a course of super strength hormones, basically steroids, and then there's genital removal surgery. So if 20% of people say they're gay and 5% say they're trans, whether or not that's true, there are some potentially very serious consequences for that. I mean, in terms of what you see socially, you're right. You don't see a lot of effect on this. They can't buy beer, but you don't really see huge shifts in the purchasing markets. You don't really see huge shifts in dating behavior. And my guess, again, would be that that's because it's popular, almost trendy, to make some of these claims today. But, I mean, you wouldn't really see behavior change much. I mean, these young women that we're describing aren't probably going to marry women very often.
Okay, well, we need to look at the real numbers, not just on terms of sex, but in terms of race. Another series of myths blown up by Wilfred Riley, coming up on the Myth Ed Show. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Call 800-793-9039. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved Show, one of the great achievements of Dr. Wilfred Riley, who's a professor of political science at Kentucky State University, is in his books, one of the things that is remarkable about his books is it takes a look at some of the alarmist rhetoric and distortions that you see in mass media all over the place, particularly regarding issues of race, regarding issues of the general breakdown of America, the hysteria we see all around us about how everything in our country is falling apart. And he very patiently and very scientifically goes over some of the actual facts. And there's a very important column he did in Newsweek, which the headline is, Americans are convinced that race relations are bad. The data say the opposite. And here, Wilfred, I was thinking about this and about how many people believe that racism is surging in the country, that we have this huge tidal wave of racial hostility and violence and discrimination. And what actual evidence do they usually put forward to support that terrible conclusion?
Yeah, well, this is a column I've written a couple times, actually. You're referring to the Newsweek version, the stats don't show that America's on the verge of a race war or anything like that. I also wrote a piece for Commentary, the sort of center-right Jewish American Review a couple years ago, the good news they're not telling you. But the basic theme of all this is that if you do the kind of real social scientific analyses that I do for articles, that I do for clients, you find something striking, which is that racism in America is sharply declining. The last time I actually looked at this, broke out my data, and looked at it for a large group of people, about 10% of blacks and 6% of whites, and those aren't ideal numbers, but they're tiny, tested as bigots. And we find that across everything. I mean, across both of those groups, 94% of citizens, you can check this out easily, support interracial marriage. The percentage of people that say they wouldn't fight in an integrated military unit for a good black leader, that they wouldn't vote for a black or white or Hispanic, same party candidate for president. All of those figures are on the order of 4 to 7%. This is very well known in social science, although we keep it almost as a secret. So where does the idea that there were a ton of, for example, Ralph Jarls, this black kid that was shot, unfortunately knocking at the door of the wrong neighbor, and you know, there's back and forth racial shouting going on nationally now. Where does the idea that this is the norm come from? I think that there are two roots. One is simply that the media promotes stories that get clicks. So black and white warrior age person hurt each other is an extremely popular story of this kind. So in another local crime story that's being sort of filtered up naturally, nationally, I mean, I noticed today that a former Marine was involved in a scuffle with a homeless black man in New York, and because of some pre-existing drug and physical conditions, that guy ended up dying. And I can virtually guarantee, even though it's a local crime story, it's probably not going to be prosecuted as a murder, so on, that is going to be a story you're going to see on the front pages of major papers for weeks to come. So that's thing one. There are people that are intentionally selling us this fear so that we log into their site, we watch their network, we buy, you know, the goods their advertisers are selling, like Bud Light, which you mentioned earlier. I think a second thing is kind of innumeracy. I don't want to get too wonky, but the usual argument that people make when they're claiming they've found racism is just a raw gap between the number of, say, blacks in the population and the number of blacks or whatever, Hispanics, poor whites, in a particular field, i.e. 13% of Americans are black, but only 7% of doctors are black. That implies that there's some kind of brutal racial selection somewhere in, for example, the medical school process. But that's not really true at all. I mean, the average black man is more than a decade younger than the average white man. True for women as well, of course. We're improving, but we're still 100 points behind on board tests like the SAT. We're more concentrated in the South, which has fewer people and thus fewer doctors per square mile. Just on and on and on. And when you adjust for all that, you have exactly the number of black doctors that you would expect. But media promotion to this narrative, I think that's the big one.
Well, the media promotion, one narrative that people know about, and it's fascinating here, is that the majority of both black and white people in America think that more black men, by far, die because they're shot to death by police than die in automobile wrecks. And the actual numbers are quite different. You want to explain how they're different?
Certainly do. Yeah, that was one of the most surprising things. And I think we've unpacked this in some detail on your show once. This is one of the most surprising things I've ever found. I mean, I found this myself. It was originally discovered by Eric Kaufman, casual buddy of mine, researcher for the Manhattan Institute. But if you ask a group of black Americans or of urban whites, what is more likely to kill young black men under 40, is it traffic accidents or is it police shootings while you're unarmed? 60% of the whites and 80% of the blacks will say police shootings while you're unarmed. And it's worth putting that in perspective, Michael. I mean, so there are 50,000 car wreck deaths a year, roughly. And black people are represented about proportionally. We're more than 10% of the country, so say 6,000-7,000. The total number of unarmed black men shot by cops last year was 7. So
so it's a 1,000-to-1 ratio. It's wrong.
Yeah. I mean, that's well put. Yeah, it's 3 orders of magnitude away, 3 exponential effects away. So I think that when you look at, I mean, probably for many in the audience, like your black buddies in your own life, and you ask, you know, what are they so angry about? These are upper middle class people. But even, I like the old joke, even the country clubs integrated in the 80s. You know, like, there don't seem to be a lot of racial issues objectively. Why is there so much anger, especially on the minority side? And there really is an answer, which is that these sort of media processes are feeding people this idea that there's 1,000 times more racial crime than there is. But last sentence, but I think this is becoming increasingly true on the right as well, where you see these videos of like a black and a white guy fighting on Twitter, the black guy wins, and there are a million shares, and it's like these savage animals are attacking us again. Interracial crime, in like the violent criminal black versus white sense, is about 3% of index crime. People can literally email me and I'll tell you how to find that out for yourself. So this is not a national problem, but there are a lot of people with an interest in making it one.
Yeah, and by the way, there's a candidate for president right now. He actually has been president before, named Trump, who tweeted out that 81% of all Caucasian murder victims were killed by black people. That's also wildly wrong, because the overwhelming majority of white murder deaths are from other whites. And same way that the overwhelming majority of black murder deaths are from other blacks. There's so much more to talk about. These are important pieces to read, and I hope people will go find them both the Americans Convinced That Race Relations Are Bad from Newsweek and the National Review piece on LGBTQ facts and fictions. That and more coming up on The MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
USA News Update. Police in Atlanta say one person is dead, 4 others injured after a gunman opened fire in a Midtown Atlanta hospital. This man was leaving the hospital when the shooting started.
Oh, it's nerve-wracking because I guess they got a little picture of him, but we don't know who he's working with, who's helping him out or anything, so, and they haven't yet caught him, so.
A carjacking that happened may be connected to the shootings that car found abandoned in Cobb County. Interest rates are going up again. The Federal Reserve has announced they're raising rates a quarter of a percentage point for the 10th rate hike in a row. While recent reports show inflation is cooling, it's still not near the Fed's target rate of 2%. It's the end of the road for weight loss company Jenny Craig. The company emailed its employees saying they are shutting down because they can't secure additional financing for the company, which has been for sale for a while. Jenny Craig has been in business for more than 40 years. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
One of the things that I love about Wilfred Riley's books and his writing and his columns and his analysis generally is that on issue after issue after issue, he talks about why Americans should actually feel more grateful, more optimistic. Less the sense that our country is doomed or we're going to hell in a handbasket or basically that we are the most unjust and unfortunate country in the world. And one of the things he talks about, and this is just amazing, and it relates to something that's just happened in California on the issue of reparations. He talks about the general sense in all the polling that race relations are terrible in America, that basically the relationship between blacks and Asians and Latinos and white people, it's all terrible. Everybody hates everybody else. And he cites that a recent poll of Asian Americans found that amazingly, 81% of Asian Americans between 18 and 24 years of age say they do not feel they belong and are accepted in America. And then he writes, it's remarkable. East and South Asians comprise the wealthiest and the least disliked large group in the United States. But as with black Americans, the huge majority of young members of this hyper-successful group feel rejected in their own country. And then there is this from The Hill, just breaking today, a headline, Black Californians could receive up to $1.2 million in reparations payments, task force says. The fate of the proposal in the legislature remains uncertain. Because basically, you're talking about more money than the state spends on anything else. Education, medical care, law enforcement, anything. Up to $1.2 million per person? This is amazing. The California Reparations Task Force released estimates of possible payments to black residents. That's this week, ahead of a critical vote that will take place later in the week. An eligible resident who lived in California his entire life and was 71 years or older could, in theory, receive as much as $1.2 million. The task force was asked to estimate the total financial losses suffered by black Californians impacted by slavery and institutional racism. Okay, the difficulty here is slavery was never legal in California. It didn't exist. And by the way, that goes back to Mexican days. Mexico was an anti-slavery country. They were very proud of having eliminated slavery. And so, during the years of Mexican rule, which was 1821 to 1848 in California, as opposed to Spanish rule, no slavery. And that, by the way, was one of the issues that the war for Texas independence was fought over, the war between the Americans, who represented by far the biggest majority of population in the province of Texas, and the native Mexicans at the time. Mexicans were anti-slavery, and some of those Americans, most of them, were in fact slave owners. And that's, don't get angry, I'm not running down Sam Houston. Sam Houston was somebody with very mixed feelings about slavery. And by the way, and we write about him extensively in the book, The American Miracle. But this is a miracle that people are taking this seriously. KTLA, which is a TV station in L.A., says the state of California is one step closer to paying reparations to black residents whose ancestry goes back to the American slave trade. Okay, here is the point. And really, please take this home, embrace it, understand the logic of it. It is not possible for you to be both a Californian long-term and to have your ancestry going back to the American slave trade. In other words, is it possible that somebody who was born a slave but achieved liberation and then moved to California suffered from racism? Because this is not to say that racism didn't exist in California. It is, however, to say that the California, the state of California, when it was admitted to the Union in 1850, right after the gold rush, there was a huge fight because all the southern states did not want the new free state admitted to the Union. The California Reparations Task Force released estimates as well as breakdowns of the methodology used to determine the amounts on Monday ahead of a critical vote that will take place later this week. The possible payments reflect the work of economists who advised the task force and who were asked to estimate the total financial losses suffered by black Californians impacted by slavery and institutional racism. As outlined by the San Francisco Chronicle, an eligible resident who lived in California their entire life and was 71 or older could in theory receive as much as $1.2 million. If approved, the task force would urge that the money begin to be dispersed in the form of down payments, according to Cal Matters. This is bizarre, because will this be based upon how well your family has done over the years? Because to look at the population of California, where you're talking about close to 40 million people, if you look at the population of California and the black population of California, there sure there are people who are struggling, but there are tremendous success stories. Would those people also be eligible for $1.2 million each in reparations? And where exactly is this money supposed to come from? I mean, isn't that one of the obvious questions that you have to ask, and that they apparently are not confronting at all? This is a disaster. There's also a disaster going on with right now the attack on the Supreme Court on the question of ethics. And the Wall Street Journal has a terrific column on this about Senator Whitehouse, who has been one of the liberal Democrats. He's a senator from Rhode Island who has been attacking the Supreme Court and suggesting that they need to have a new standard of ethics that would not be created by the Supreme Court, but would be created by the Congress, which is a violation of separation of powers. The Senate Judiciary Committee's hearing yesterday on Supreme Court ethics was another chance for Democrats to proclaim the importance of public trust in the high court while simultaneously working overtime to destroy it. Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, long overdue for his fitting of a tinfoil hat, attacked Justice Clarence Thomas for hanging out with people dedicated to turning the court into a tool for right-wing billionaires. Sorry, but the members of another branch of government don't need to run their personal social calendars past Mr. Whitehouse for approval before they meet up with old friends. Important point. And there is such a thing as a separation of powers. We will be right back.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
And on the Michael Medved show, there is a completely general and I think wide-ranging disappointment with the idea that among 340 million people in the United States of America, we're down to two individuals, Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Or is it possible that somebody else who had counted himself out of the presidential race may be reconsidering? We will get to that in just a moment. When you're young, and you find your immune system is strong and it can defend you. But as you get older, coffee, alcohol, fast food can make your body acidic. And every disease known to man can attack you and then win. But now, on your side, to help you, there's Balance 7. With Balance 7, in just 3 days, it starts diluting the acid buildup in your body to bring your immune system back online. It can stop heartburn, too. I use Balance 7 every day. I actually do find it works for me. It's a terrific product. It's easy to take, easy to remember. And right now, you can get $15 off your order and a free bottle of a skin treatment supplement called My Smooth Skin. That's all free. And the shipping is free. And a money-back guarantee. All you have to do is go to balance7.com, mention the code name Medved, or go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banners there, or you can call them at 800-793-9039, 800-793-9039. The presidential possibility that I was talking about was Glenn Youngkin, the governor of Virginia, who it does seem, especially with some of the disappointments surrounding Ron DeSantis, does seem to be an intriguing alternative. He had said he wasn't interested in running for president, but he corrected himself and said he is not ruling it out. So at least that is a possibility. Someone who is ruling it out is Hunter Biden, who's been having a very, very difficult last couple of weeks. The headline in the Washington Post. And again, not a conservative publication at all. This is the mainstream as it gets, Washington Post. They say that the prosecutors are nearing a decision on whether to charge President Biden's son Hunter with tax and gun-related violations, according to people familiar with the matter. The culmination of a four-year investigation that Republicans have sought to portray as evidence that the Biden family is corrupt. Biden's attorneys met at Justice Department headquarters in downtown Washington last week to discuss the case with U.S. Attorney David Weiss of Baltimore, of Delaware, pardon me, according to the people familiar with the matter, who spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss an ongoing criminal investigation. Typically, that sort of meeting in which the defense lawyers urge prosecutors not to seek an indictment of their client or to seek reduced charges comes toward the very end of an investigation. Now, this David Weiss was appointed by President Trump. He is a prosecutor who's been looking at this for a long time in Delaware, and apparently they are reporting in the Washington Post that it is likely that there will be charges brought very soon. The Biden spokesman, Karine Jean-Pierre, actually was asked about this and asked about the story we covered yesterday about Hunter having to go to court in Arkansas to deal with some of the needs to support more properly his love child, whose name is Navy Blue. In any event, this is the question and answer for Karine Jean-Pierre, clip 6.
I wanted to ask about the trial going on in Arkansas with Hunter Biden and the child support. Are the president and first lady monitoring that? And how come they haven't acknowledged the seventh grandchild?
I'm not going to speak to that from here.
Why not?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, the question is, why not? And they have not acknowledged this grandchild, even though they did the paternity tests, and it is Hunter's child. He's had a very chaotic life. Very chaotic life. And concerning the ongoing investigation against him, Attorney General Merrick Garland has told Congress that the department's decisions in the case would not be politicized, and he has said that he has granted David Weiss a holdover from the Trump administration, complete authority to run the investigation. The investigation into Hunter Biden began in 2018 and centered on his finances related to overseas business ties and consulting work. Over time, investigators shifted their focus to whether he failed to report all of his income and whether he lied on a form for a gun purchase by denying he was a drug abuser. Now, this is fascinating. Hunter Biden's own memoir, Beautiful Things, recounts in detail his long battle with drug addiction, saying that for stretches of 2018, quote, he smoked crack every 15 minutes. Of key interest to prosecutors is his October 2017 purchase of a handgun at a time when, by his own account, he was using drugs every 15 minutes. Biden filled out a federal form related to the purchase in which he allegedly answered no to the question whether he was, quote, an unlawful user or addicted to marijuana or any depressant stimulant, narcotic drug, or any other controlled substance. Well, if he was smoking crack every 15 minutes, this is pretty clear evidence that he lied on a subject that is particularly sensitive to a lot of people in the country right now who believe, as the Biden administration says it does, in gun regulation. Here is the Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland, about staying away from interference in any of the many, many legal challenges faced by Hunter Biden. This is clip 10.
You assured Congress some time ago that the Hunter Biden investigation would be conducted without any kind of political interference. And I wonder if you would believe that that is still the case. If that is still the case, that the investigation is not being interfered in any political way, since an agent from Mr. Lee's agency has now come forward claiming whistleblower status and alleging that there has been some kind of interference.
Yes, it's still the case. I stand by my testimony, and I refer you to the U.S. Attorney for the District of Delaware, who is in charge of this case and capable of making any decisions that he feels are appropriate.
Okay, what they're talking about is a whistleblower who came through, whose last name was Lee, who does believe that Hunter Biden is getting special treatment, which would be, of course, completely outrageous and a huge scandal regarding the Biden administration. This piece in the Washington Post, where I think they actually went to some lengths to try to make it at least somewhat fair, they say Republicans have long called for Garland to appoint a special counsel to handle the Hunter Biden investigation, saying such an appointment would help keep the probe insulated from political pressure. But Garland didn't do it, saying such a step was not necessary since Weiss was a career federal prosecutor who was appointed by Trump to serve as U.S. attorney. In the early days of the Biden administration, a Justice Department official said removing Weiss as U.S. attorney as he was overseeing the Hunter Biden case would be likely to spark significant political backlash. Mark D. Little, a lawyer for the unnamed IRS Criminal Supervisory Special Agent, sent a letter to Congress saying that agent would like to give information to lawmakers that substantiates his allegations of undue influence. Despite serious risks of retaliation, my client is offering to provide you with such information necessary to exercise your constitutional oversight function and wishes to make the disclosures in a nonpartisan manner to the leadership of the relevant committees on both sides of the political aisle. That was a letter from Little to top lawmakers about this potential whistleblower. Okay, this story is not going away, and neither is the question about immigration. Could it possibly be that the real answer to the immigration crisis involves benefits to the economy and filling unfilled jobs? We will get to that and more coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.